The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin, and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now. Here's the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. St. Ignatius of Loyola, 16th century Spanish priest, founder of the Jesuit order, also one of my favorite saints, if that counts for anything. But you know what's great for about St. Ignatius? Not only is St. Ignatius one of the greatest saints in history, but he's one of the most important saints in history because he tells us, practically speaking, so many things that help us follow in the way of Jesus Christ. Okay. So today I'd like to just share just one of those with you. Okay? And that is the importance of what St. Ignatius calls holy indifference. A little word about that today. A lot of you already know the story of St. Ignatius of Loyola. His life story really begins in the year 1517, when a 26-year-old Ignatius was a young soldier fighting for the defense of the city of Pamplona. And he suffered a terrible wound. Cannonball shattered his leg. And everybody thought he was going to die. Rushed him off to the hospital. Much to everyone's surprise, he started to get better. Turns to the nurses and he says, "Do you have anything to read?" And they said, "Well, we have the life of Christ and the lives of the saints." And Ignatius says, "Really? That's all you've got? No tales of knight errantry? No Tom Clancy? No Stephen King?" It's like, nope. The life of Christ and the lives of the saints. And so he begins to read these books, and as he's reading them, he's bored. But he discovers that after he's finished reading them, he's enlightened. And he contrasts this with his experiences of reading his, you know, knight's adventure books, which are exciting to read but leave him empty and vacant as soon as he's finished reading. And contrasting these two experiences, he begins to build the principles that he will use to help souls discern the will of God. Because we live in a world with so many different voices, competing voices. Some voices want your money, some voices want your vote. Some voices, they speak to you and all they want to do is just use you for their ends. And within your own mind and within your own conscience, conflicting ideas of what you think is right, what you think is wrong, what voices should we listen to? And what voices should we reject? Which is the voice that leads us to good? Which is the voice that leads us away from good? These are the questions of the principles of spiritual discernment. St. Ignatius of Loyola was a master of discernment. And he expresses this in what he called his first principle and foundation of his rule, in which he says that man was made to know and to love and to serve God, and in so doing, to save his soul forever. And all created things in the world have been given to us to help us towards that end. Therefore, any created thing which assists you in drawing closer to that end is to be embraced. And we need to rid ourselves of anything that proves to be a hindrance. In all created things, we need to be, as St. Ignatius said, a holy indifference. Now, one of the ways we can know whether or not we're living holy indifference, practically speaking, is if within the course of your life you're always asking yourself this question, if only things were different. Now, we all ask that. If only, we all say that. If only things were different. We say, if only my marriage was different. If only this circumstance had changed or that problem had not happened. If only that trauma had not occurred at such a young age in my life, or if only this loved one had not died, well, then I could be who God wants me to be. Then I could be great in prayer and in charity and in patience and in forgiveness and in love. If only. If you're constantly going through life pointing out if only and wishing that things were different, St. Ignatius says you do not have what he calls holy indifference, but rather, you're actually rejecting the help that God wants to give you. It's going to lead you to Him. And what you need to do is you need to turn those if-onlys, you need to turn them around and start saying, with Jesus, only if. Only if you take up this cross and follow me can you be my disciple. With St. Paul, only if I've been crucified with Christ is the life that I live now not my own. Only if I embrace what our Lord has given me will Christ live in me. That's the indifference that we want. We begin to realize that seeing things from God's perspective can help us to realize that so many of these problems, we think they're problems of our own making. They exist only in our own minds. And we can surrender to them, and not just to passively accept them, but to actively embrace them as God's own help that leads us to Him. This is holy indifference. Our lives are filled with wheat and weeds. And although God never directly wills any evil, in His permissive will, He does allow it for a season and for a reason. And the blessings that accrue to us if we trust Him through those hardships are innumerable. These are among the things that St. Ignatius, I could talk to you all day about things St. Ignatius said. But so many ways in which we can draw closer to our Lord, they're right in front of our eyes, in our lives, right here, right now. And we can learn to hear His voice and draw closer to Him for ourselves and for those we love. Let's ask for His prayers to help us today. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us.